Manifested live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
We've got Drive Moment, which is very intriguing. And we're hoping Khomotso and all the girls who are tuning into the show will be very vocal on this one, because I know a lot of women can relate to this particular topic.
Yeah, okay. And maybe they were forced in some way to do what we're going to be talking about.
Or influenced.
Today. Or influenced.
Yeah. So your favorite league soccer teams, how did you become their supporter when the big soccer leagues are in season and people ask us, who do you support? We respond with the name of our favorite team or teams. But do we actually think about how that team even became our team of our choice in the first place? Did you inherit teams via your family, or because of a family member, or because the team is glamorous, or the team wins a lot, blah, 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 blah. With me, growing up in Meadowlands, okay, that's where I was born. I think when I was age 5 and 6, I supported Kaizer Chiefs.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Because then I was friends with Johnny. Johnny's dad played for Kaizer Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
John Buke Makwati. Right? My entire family were Kaizer Chiefs fans. When I turned 18, I was like, this is monotonous and it's boring.
I'm not fun.
Yeah, there's no fun here. Let me be that Nibis and black sheep.
Black sheep,
yeah,
indeed.
Man. So I was like, when I was 8, I was like, now I'm becoming a Buccaneer. Because not far from my house, Zone 6, because I was in Zone 2, Meadowlands, Oscar Dlamini, I ain't getting the mask, guys, because you're young. He was a left back, an amazing left back. First time that I saw a left back in those years also attacking. Because when 30, 40 years ago, when we played soccer, if you were a defender, either right back or left back, your job was to defend.
Yeah.
Pen.
Rarely would you see a defender attacking. So Oscar Lamines was like one of the first players that I saw attacking, and he was left-footed, which for me was fascinating. And I remember going to Orlando Stadium to see him play, right? Then I became an Orlando Pirates fan. As far as Arsenal is concerned, when... obviously, DSTV was introduced. We started seeing English soccer. Well, man, back maybe in the 80s, I was attracted to Tottenham. You know, when they won the FA Cup for a week, I liked Tottenham.
For a week,
yeah, I supported Tottenham for a week. Then I moved to Arsenal. That's why I'm Arsenal today. So those are my two big teams: Orlando Pirates, Arsenal, Real Madrid, AC Milan.
Done. Khomotso?
Please don't play games with us. We are not in the mood.
Kaizer Chiefs.
There.
I was literally bribed. My uncle bought us ice cream. My uncle is an avid Kaizer Chiefs fan. The youngest from my brother's, from my dad's side.
Yeah, Styles.
Yeah, from Styles' side.
Yes.
And he told us that we are too cool to be supporting any other team.
Mm.
And he bribed us with ice cream, and I never looked back.
Mm.
As a result, the girls in my family said, because my uncle bribed us with ice cream. As far as Arsenal is concerned, I just fell into it. I think they were still winning quite a lot.
Was it not because of Thierry Henry?
No, it was not because of Thierry.
But they were
winning around that time.
Yeah.
And they were one of the most, you know, sought after teams. They were winning. They were formidable. And I was like, I'm a winner. I vie with Arsenal. And then after a couple of years, they started being losers. And now they're back again, trying to claw back. So that's how I supported it. I don't have a grand story. I was bribed, got ice cream, and I supported Kaizer Chiefs until today.
Cheapy, man.
I was a kid. Ice cream is the right eye, guys.
I are a cheap.
So now you need ice cream to bribe you to be a Pirates fan. Okay.
No. I'm older now.
Yeah. growing up, Matala Umkulam from my dad's side.
Mm-hmm.
Pirates fan.
Mm.
You know those Pirates fans that was ever drawing in a spot in on the rocks.
Yes,
oh,
yes.
And on the trees.
Yeah.
Growing up, and signing Orlando Pirates.
The ghost.
I'm like, okay. So this is a team in England, and every time it plays, bababamile radioini mayidliwa bayakwata bayiwina bayajabula. I'm like, okay, kahlekahle le nto le ihamba ne-mood. That's how I became a Orlando Pirates fan. I've never been a fan of any other team.
Yeah,
I mean, my entire family, Shem, Kaiser Chiefs, the whole family. And also, I think the fact that so many people support Kaiser Chiefs, I was saying to Khomuto, was not only because of Chiefs winning. Kokuqala ne uBra Kaiser is a good looking man.
Mm-hmm.
Bra K on his own is a good, because then you had about doctor, you had about Sbani Bani, but the Glamour Boys then families and thousands of families support Kaiser Chiefs because of that and their success, of course.
Man U because of Eric Cantona.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Eric Cantona, Sir Alex Ferguson. I've never, like, I never watched English Premiership then, but yeah, from Eric Cantona coming this way, yeah, Man United. Otherwise, those are my teams.
Red Devil.
Real Madrid, Inter Milan. Done.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Hey, I was a Kaiser Chiefs fan growing up. And then this one time, Nehunali, a school trip. And my dad forced me to say Gilebagania because now I wanted him to pay for me. And then every day he would remind me, hey, soccer, Pirates, you must wear black and white, black and white. And that's how I fell in love with the team. But initially, Negilili Kosi.
My favorite Chiefs, and I'm a very loyal supporter to Chiefs and Arsenal. Both is favorite because my family on my father's side are all like Pirates enthusiasts. I need to original team, blah, blah, blah. So I decided, because I've always been a rebel, to go with Chiefs. In Arsenal now, because everyone, Beba Favi, Manchester, then I decided to be a Ghana. But and then, like, you know what, I lost interest in soccer a while ago, but yeah, I'm still loyal to the teams.
Yeah, I like that first voice note where this girl was forced to support Orlando Pirates. And guys, if your parents can convince you to support a particular team, why is it difficult to back choose a Lindot? Eh? Oh. This man did it. Eh? The father did a good job. Like, this girl was not into Orlando Pirates, but eventually, and she's happy.
It
she's
has
living
no life
happily.
Implications.
She's living happily. Oh, it does. Do you know how stressful it is to be a soccer fan? Sometimes when Arsenal blew up that game over the weekend, I could not eat. Okay.
No, we are not like you.
No, last season, it cheers, baby, baby. We won't go right.
Yeah.
Oh, right. It cheers, my dear. You come here.
We were force feeding him in throw.
How?
We are favor Ipola.
I not really.
We are not surprised.
Honest, we are absolutely not surprised.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Our favorite Ipola? We Alexander.
You know what? Less problems, my friend. Amen. Kumalo?
I have only one answer. Thierry Henry. He was the reason for me for Arsenal.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, makes sense.
Ani fence, nkosiyam. Bye-bye. Yeah, we want to know, why are you supporting this team, this particular team? What influenced the decision to support this team? Were you influenced by your dad, your mom, your friends, your colleagues, blah, 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 blah?
Or maybe you're supporting the team that you're supporting now because of your partner.
Yeah.
You don't really care.
Yeah. Some people actually, if a partner supports the other team, they'll support the opposite team so that they can tease you and mock you when you lose and make you... And I've always said, a majority of women don't understand the technical side of soccer. So trying to explain to her, this is the reason why we...
His goal, I count.
It's the most frustrating thing.
My son,
ever.
Albon, favorite in Liverpool. I don't know why. Like, he just favors... He's Liverpool. I'm like, why don't you favor Liverpool? I know you never walk alone. Well... So it's a humble one.
You know, guys, man, what I'm understanding here, the people that are hating on Man City fans of today, saying they are glory chasers, they only support Man City because of Pep, are the same people who supported Man United because of Sir Alex Ferguson, as well as Arsenal because of Arsene Wenger. Like, there's no difference between those three people favoring those three respective teams. Just the orange, the other ones had their glory back in the days of the dinosaurs. They must leave us alone.
So for me, how I chose my soccer team, the one I like, Barcelona, was when Messi was, you know, at his hype. He was performing. It was awesome. You know, football was like really great. And on the other side, Real Madrid had Ronaldo, who was also great. But Messi's skill was like topping it for me. So that's how I got to be a Barcelona supporter. But ngati kuya. Yeah, ngati kambigash. Anyway, Orlando Pirates, it's because my family supported Orlando Pirates.
Now I'm a Sundowns supporter for a very long time. How it became about it, Maluma akako nabereka ko teng go bang khoeng kwa sala ba mofa TV la blank bank te tshwe la black and white. So the first time ke bona live game le ho dlala Swallows le Sundowns, then I fell in love le style se sa Sundowns ka mokgwetla la ka teng. Then I got no thoma ke ngi moza re ha Sundowns se dlala mo TV, then a ntshumela yona. I think it was around about 1989. I was 9 years old then.
I mean, I supported Sundowns. I've never supported any team, but it was those times when everybody was into Chiefs and Pirates. I was also like, man, it's boring. Like, wow, Tanakamo support the Pirates, I would not come support the Chiefs. I like go in the my Chiefs. I run now was like literally right wing and sharp sharp too for most of the things. I didn't go with the air most of the time.
Okay, so there's three teams that started our favor. Where am I? Amazon supporters, where are you?
In KZN, no?
There's no.
You can go in KZN. We can do a broadcast
in KZN
and ask to use the channels of Ukhozi FM, the other stations, and ask the very same question. I can assure you, the majority of people will either support Pirates and Chiefs. That's why when Chiefs goes into in KZN, it's a full house. When AmaZulu is playing against a local team or whatever team, the numbers they at the most they will get 3,000 people or 2,000 people.
Really?
It's because of the culture in the country. You must remember at the beginning when this soccer started, people were going for the most famous teams, and obviously you had Orlando Pirates and Kaizer Chiefs, and people generally just gravitated towards those teams. Whereas in the UK, it's a different ball game. If you're in Newcastle, you support Newcastle. If you're in Leeds, you support. It's a different culture. Hence, you know, a lot of people were excited when you had Bloemfontein, and the masses, the people in Bloemfontein supported Bloemfontein.
Took pride in
they would
it.
Go in, yeah, thousands of them. Hence, I was saying, Mam Keys actually made a big mistake when she bought the status of Bloemfontein Celtics and decided to relocate the team to KZN. Royal AM would be getting thousands of people coming to their games in Bloemfontein.
Because of the price. I suppose it goes the same for SuperSport and Sundowns. A lot of the people are from Pretoria. There's a lot of Pretoria pride when it comes to Sundowns and Pretoria. I mean, I've never seen Sundowns and the SuperSport. I've never seen a person in Soweto, you know, bravely wearing a Sundowns t-shirt.
So,
but I will see it in Pretoria.
Yeah, super sport is keep a certain separate employee. It's a multi-choice. So,
they are a cultural day.
Just to please the bosses. And it kind of, you know what, there's no way Super Sport will get numbers like Sundowns, you know, Kaizer Chiefs, Orlando. But it's not going to happen, Shem. Even if they were sponsor league, it's not happening.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Yo, Shem, neki favor. There was a time around 2005, 2006. I was a hardcore letter, Zanzala Pitori. favoring SuperSport United. Sham now, kill the Sundowns. I don't like drama. Like, I just want peace. I favor whoever wins. If Sundowns starts losing now, I just move. I go where the winners are.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Komoto and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.